So we are discussing Damodar Ashtakam. And you know who wrote this? This was written by Satyavrat Muni.
Satyavrat.
And like in Satyuga. For Krishna. It was revealed to him in a samadhi. And then he wrote it. So this is like coming from spiritual world.
Wow.
This thing. That's why it's very pleasing to Krishna. And like this, Jagannath Ashtakam is there. We all know who wrote this. That, anyway, you know who wrote that. You know? Jagannath Ashtakam. You know at least Jagannath Ashtakam, you know, no? Oh, really? No problem. You don't know. That's okay. You know that, yeah.
That is it.
Yeah. So that's written by Shankaracharya. So that is, there are some ashtakam which are written by acharyas, but this ashtakam is special. So why we sing this only? That's my point, because this was revealed to Satyavrat Muni in Satyuga by Krishna himself. That's why it makes this special. And the first verse is Namam Ishwaram Satchitananda Rupam Lasat Kundaram Gokule Brajamanam. The point in this, actually in this whole Damodar Ashtakam, Satyavrat Muni is trying to impress us that in front of beauty of Lord, everything is at shame, you know. Liberation, everything. If you're engrossed in beauty of Lord, in His qualities, in His pastimes, if your mind is absorbed, everything will look very stale, very boring. That's what His point is here. That's why He starts with Namam Ishwaram Satchitananda Rupam. He praises offices to Ishwara. Actually, Ishwara word, it's different for different people. It's like if yogis speak Ishwara, for them the meaning of Ishwara is who grants mystic powers. Ishwara means controller, basically Ishwara. So Vara means possessor, and Ish means power, is possessor of power. The controller of all controllers, Krishna. So they see Him like that, as possessor from mystic powers. Jnani sees Ishwara as the possessor of liberation. Ishwara. He possesses liberation. He can control condition. He can control space and time. That's liberation, no? And devotees have a different definition of Ishwara. So Dwarkavasis, for them, if you go to Dwarka and if you say Ishwara, they will have different kind of conception. And if you tell Krishna Ishwara, so what they will think? They will think, okay, fine. Krishna is our Lord, King of Mathura, but He is expansion of Vasudev. No, Vasudev? Mm-hmm. So He is a dear Lord, dear King, and He is God. But if you go to Vrindavan and if you tell any Vrajvasi Krishna is Ishwara, what they will think? Tell me. No, but what they will make out of this word Ishwara?
Will not think of Krishna. They will say some almighty God.
If you ask them to
Vishnu or some,
if you ask them to define Ishwara in respect to Krishna, how do they define us? So, for them, Ishwara is who controls love. It's not who controls power. Controls liberation, who controls people, who controls universes. He is controller of love. He is controller of devotees of Vrindavan through His charm. Through His charm and through His love, He has won the heart of Rajvasis. That is Ishwara, meaning of Ishwara there. So that's why He says, Namam Ishwaram. See, His mood of Ishwara is different. So just like, for example, if you go to Buddhist country, or Jakarta, Indonesia, and you're talking about liberation, and everybody will agree you want liberation. But your definition of liberation is different. His definition of liberation is Nirvana. And talking the same word, but different meaning. So He is saying Ishwara, but this is different from what Brahmaji's praise. Ishwara, Parma, Krishna. That Ishwara is different. This Ishwara is different. We have to understand. Otherwise, if you read Bhagavatam, all prayers seem same, no? Okay, everybody is praying, you know, you're Ishwara, you're controller, you're this, is it? But they're different because it depends what person is saying. Just like Brahmaji's prayer is there. There's a verse, Brahma prayer, 10th canto, 14th chapter. Baraha pidam natvar vapu karnayo karnikaram. Beautiful prayer. He says, Krishna, you're a peacock feather. And Baraha pidam natvar vapu, you're a dancer, natvar. Karnayo karnikaram, beautiful flowers, earrings you have. But the same verse is told by gopis to Krishna, if you read Bhagavatam later. Same verse approximately. So what's that? Repeating? No. Brahma's mood is different. Gopi's mood is different. His mood is different. According to the mood, you understand the verse. So Navam Ishwaram. He is saying, Krishna, you have controlled the hearts, you have won the hearts of devotees, cowherd boys, grass, river, everybody by your charm, by your lalit. By your naughty actions, by humbleness, and you control them, and they control you.
But isn't this the same mood of the gopis? Because they also...
Yeah, same thing. He's in mood of Raja.
Braja.
Mm-hmm. That's what he is there. Mm-hmm. So he is singing this Namam Ishwaram, Satchit Ananda Rupam. So what do you see if you tell to Vrajvasi Satchit Ananda Rupam, what they will think? No, they're going to think something else now. It's not the same thing. Sat, Chit, Anand. Sat means eternity. Chit means knowledge. Anand means
bliss.
But to Vrajvasis, this is different meaning. What they if they see Sat, eternity, if they hear Sat, Sat also means truthful. Satte. So for them Krishna is everything. That's also truth, no? Everything else is lie. All other gods lie. All other processes lie. All other worship lie. For us, is only Krishna. The Sat also defines focus. He wants to hear or what? Okay, so that is Sat. Satyam Param Dhimahi Bhagavatam. So that is what he is talking. That you are everything for us. You don't care for anything else. That's what Vrajvasi is going to think when he hears his word Sat. Chit means knowledge. In Vrindavan, the supreme knowledge is love. That's all. That's the supreme knowledge. That's the end of knowledge, no? What's the use of anything else if you don't love Krishna? For them, chit is love. And for them, Ananda is rasa, transcendental mellows, relationship with Krishna. That's what they find bliss in, no? Their relationship with Krishna. That's why he says, Satchit Ananda Rupam. So, we might have read this Satchit Ananda Rupam so many times. But that's what Mahaprabhu says. When you advance in devotion, you relish. You go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. That makes all the difference. Satchit Ananda Rupam. Lasat, see, now he comes directly to the form. Lasat Kundalam Gokule. But Brahmaji doesn't come. Ishvara Prama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda, he doesn't come to this point. But he immediately comes to this point because his mood is he's thinking something else. Lasat Kundalam, you know what this means?
Lasat Kundalam means Kaan ki baat.
Kundalam is Kaan. Ki that ear. What is Lasat? Lasat Kundalam. Lasat means shining. Shining. If you see from far, there's a blue light. His earrings are like shark-shaped earrings. It's very shining. It's shining so much that you can't make difference between his cheeks and his earring. His cheeks are also blue. Mm-hmm. His earrings are also blue. If you see from outside, very far, you will not be able to make out that he's having earrings. It all merges. Yeah, that is Lasat. That's why he says Lasat Kundalam. Gokule Vrajamanam. And what do you mean by Vrajamanam?
Vrajamanam.
Yeah. Vrajamanam. That's not Vrajamanam. That's Vrajamanam. So Gokule. Gokule means in Gokul. He is visualizing Krishna in Gokul. He is standing rays are coming from his earrings, from his face. And Brajamanam means he is residing in the hearts of devotees there. Brajamanam, he is possessed by, people are possessed by this form. That's Brajamanam. Everybody is seeing and they are captured by that beauty. You know? That's what is Krishna. Vyashoda bhyu lokat. Now he comes to Damodarashtakam immediately. Now he simply transports himself to the pastime. And now he's thinking, Yashoda bhyu lokat ladhavamanam. He's running out of fear from Yashoda. The embodiment of fearlessness. He's running out of fear from Yashoda. That's what Bhagavatam says. Yad vibheti swayam bhayam. Fear personified fears from Krishna, but still he is fearing. The question is, why he is fearing from Yashoda? Why? So what? Mother. Every action of Krishna has a cause. He's
giving pleasure to her.
Okay, yeah. The idea of all pastimes of Vipraj is to give pleasure to devotees. So he is fearing from Yashoda so that she gets pleasure. Mother gets pleasure, you know, when it's a small child. He knows. He's God. So that's why he's running. He's not. She can't capture him. And he knows she is getting pleasure. And she also knows that he is getting pleasure. Children get pleasure, you know, out of that. So actually it is not, externally it looks something else, but internally it is devotees serving God and God is serving devotees. That's what is happening.
Reciprocation.
Yeah, that is what is happening. To a mundane person it might look, okay, mother, child is running. But it's not that. It's much beyond that. Because nobody can conceive their, no idea other than service can enter their minds. So they design plan like that, Krishna designs a plan like that. So just like sometimes Krishna comes in the lap of Yashoda, he runs and comes and sit. So why? Because he wants to give pleasure to his mother. That's Bhagavatam. And that's how we learn how these devotees are every second thinking of pleasure of Krishna. And how Krishna is reciprocating by thinking of giving pleasure to them. The more you give him pleasure, the more he will give you pleasure. And he will make plans to give you pleasure. He planned this, no? This planning. I'll steal, she will come, I will run, and I will not be captured. This is like full planning, you know. It is nothing. He has planned this. So this shows that he plans for devotees. If you give him pleasure, he'll plan how to give you pleasure. He'll think about that. Just like Prabhupada, he planned, no? He planned, okay, I'll take Prabhupada to America, and for 1 year, no success, nothing. But then suddenly, everything comes up. So when Prabhupada says it was plan of Krishna for me. And his plans, you can understand sometimes. Sometimes you can understand. Well, it doesn't matter, even if you understand, if you don't understand. Ultimate result is pleasure. That's all. So that's what is Yashoda bhyu lokat ladhavamanam. Paramishram atyanto to drutya gopya. And paramishram means, atyanto means she is like doing a lot of hard work to catch him. And then she catches him. So drutya means running fast. Gopya means she is running fast. And then she catches him. Krishna allows himself to be caught by Yashodama. Why? What's the point in that? He could have kept on running, that's all. Why did he allow Yashodama to be caught by him? Because he wanted to show this word that only through service and through love you can catch me. That's what he wanted to show. Two things, service and sacrifice. Prabhupada says in one of his letters that Krishna consciousness is all about service and sacrifice. It's not about following rules and regulations. Rules and regulations are okay, means, there are some, that's not the end. Ultimately service and sacrifice. So Yashodama is doing both. She is doing service, she is running, and she is sacrificing, she became tired, no? We all know Bhagavatam. Tired, but still she is going after Krishna, trying to catch him. But actually, you know, why she wanted to catch Krishna? She could have just let him loose. Okay, chalo bhi. Because externally people say that she wanted to punish him. But actually she didn't want to punish him. She can't think of punishing Krishna. She wanted to tie him. And why she wanted to tie him? No mother ties, no? Yeah. Did you tie your... It's out of question. And this looks extreme, you know. She, and of course, and Krishna is special for them, and she is tying Krishna. Why she wants to tie him? There's a question there. So the answer is that she was afraid that, because Krishna is afraid, he will run in forest.
Oh, yes,
I that's the point there.
And he'll eat something there, or he was hungry. Or something.
Yeah, he might just go in forest, and then if child just runs from the home, you know, then what parents do? They lock him them inside, you know. They don't run off. So she was afraid. So she thought, okay, I'll tie him so he will not go anywhere. That's why she wanted to do this tying business. So she catches Krishna. But then he's married. Rudantam muhur netra yagmam rijantam. So she ties, but then he's weeping, no? Rudantam muhur netra. Muhur, you understand what's the meaning of muhur? What's muhur? Muhur means again and again. Again and again. Muhur, again. Again and again. You know, sobbing, weeping. Children do that. Dantam muhur netra yugmam rijantam. Again and again tears are coming. And he is rubbing his eyes. That's because... Why is doing that? Why is rubbing his eyes?
Because he's crying.
No. See, we have to remember, he's God. His every step has a reason. Not one reason, many reasons. By every step, by his every blink of eyes, he is satisfying all universes. He is special, no? So there's a reason why he's doing like this. There's everything for has a reason. So he's crying, he's rubbing his eyes. Okay, it's a quiz to you. You think and tell me tomorrow. Tomorrow evening I'll ask. Just keep on thinking. So he's rubbing his eyes. But the idea I gave you, every action of Krishna has a reason. And that's why when we read pastimes of Krishna, mind gets absorbed in that. Because we know, just like for example, Bhishma Pitama was shooting arrows on Krishna. So Krishna took that wheel, running towards Bhishma Pitama. So Bhagavatam says that when he was running, his cloth fell down. But then what Sukadeva Swami says? Oh, he was running. No. So what was that?
आपने बताया था आपके लेक्चर में मैंने सुना था
प्रतिमा
का कुछ था
उसमें कि सो इस क्लॉथ फेल डाउन ही वाज गिविंग कंसोलेशन टू अर्थ दैट डोंट वरी यू नो अर्थ वाज वरीड आई मीन कृष्णा इज ब्रेकिंग हिज वाउ गॉड एंड व्हाट्स हैपनिंग यू नो डिवोटी एंड गॉड फाइटिंग व्हाट्स गोइंग टू हैपन टोल्ड डोंट वरी यू नो एवरीथिंग विल बी ऑल राइट सो It doesn't seem externally what's happening, but to devotees, Krishna reveals. So, karam bhoja yugmena satanka netram. He is very... Satanka netram means atank. Atank means fear. Satanka means with fear. Netram. His eyes are fearful. When he sees Yashodama with stick coming. And karam bhoja yugmena. And he is by his two hands, kara ambuja, ambuj, kara ambuj. Ambuj means lotus, kara means hands. And he's by his lotus like hands, he's closing his eyes. Generally, children do like that, no? They don't run. If they can't run, they'll close their eyes, no? Is it? If a tiger comes, they'll close their eyes. They'll not run, as if things are out. So he's doing the same thing. And he's fearful. Muhu shvasha kampa tere kanka kantha. His breath has increased as usual. Tere rekha. Neck has lines. Krishna's neck has three lines like conch shell. So, tri rekha kantha. That's moving because he's sobbing. Sita greva damodaram bhakti baddham. Now he summarizes his pastime. And he says that Yashodama bound up Krishna. Not with rope, but with bhakti. Bhakti vattham. We might think she's bound by ropes, but actually he's bound by love. He's so happy that Yashodama is giving him the pleasure of crying and fear. That's what is happening here. He wants to cry, no? He also wants to experience what's fear. But nobody is able to make him fear, no? Just like Jai Vijay, he wants to fight. So who will fight? I want pleasure of fighting. Okay, good. So I want pleasure of fighting. Who will fight? Jai Vijay. Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksh. You know, Raman. So Krishna was thinking, who will make me fear? I want to run in fear. Yashodama helped him to experience this joy. So, okay, you give me joy, I'll be bound by your love. That's why he was bound with love. So that's what is she is serving him by making him cry and by making him run in fear. Now this kind of service we can't do. It is for special people like Yashoda. It's not for like us. Krishna gave her a chance to serve him like that. That's his service. For our is okay, do 16 rounds. Because we can't do better than that. We can, at least we can do this thing. So we are in a training period. Training and also testing us. If you can do this service nicely your whole life, then I'll give you higher services. But this is okay, you know, you do this. So that's what is Damodar Ashtakam here all about. Should I continue?
Yes, well. So you'll be doing the other shloka also?
I'll do it slowly. Every day.
Every day? Okay.
Little bit. Slow. Anything you want to ask now. It's beautiful, huh? It's beautiful.
So that Damodar Leela, which we hear that the two fingers shot that rope.
Acha, that'll come.
That is covered in this?
It's not explicit, but it's there. It's not explicit there. So in this it will not come. But if you really want to think about it, it is there but hidden. Okay. Two fingers short. But that rope, and that actually this is full of mysteries. This gives many mysterious understandings. It is not what is happening, you know. Just like I told, something else is happening. Mm-hmm. Bhakti Baddham. Mm-hmm. And then he'll tell what is rope. Mm-hmm. Why Krishna is doing like this. Why Krishna is doing like this. All these things are there in this. Mm-hmm. Mysteries of Damodar Leela.
So when the rope was falling short and they were tying, didn't they realize that something is happening because the pot was so small and they were getting big ropes and...
All the gopis were surprised and they were thinking something magical is happening.
Something magical.
But Yashodama was like, she wanted to tie. Mm-hmm. But then in the end... They couldn't tie, you know why? Why?
Because unless Krishna gives his mercy, you cannot...
No. I mean to say, he had already given mercy. Yashodama could catch him. Mm-hmm. He already bound by Yashodama.
Yeah, many of the... I have read the purport in which it was written that all the demigods and everybody... was quite surprised that nobody can bow to Krishna.
So
then how is it possible that Yashoda Maya is, you know? Mm.
But then he wasn't bound by Yashoda either.
No, Yashoda Maya, in the end she tied.
In the end how?
Because Krishna allowed her.
No. Because he
saw her perspiring and all.
Because Radha came. Actually, that's what is said. And Radha, in the end she gave a ribbon. She took her ribbon and gave.
Oh.
And then he got tied. That is why last line, Namo Radhika Ayai Todiya Priyaya. It will come. That rope was actually representation of Radharani. She gave her ribbon. And then... So he was showing nobody, even Yashodama cannot tie him. She can catch him. He cannot be bound by anyone else except Radha. This is Damodar Ashtakam. That is why we sing in Kartik. Kartik is for Radha, no? And you might sing, what's happening? We are singing for Yashoda. We should have sung some Rastil or something.
But where is it? Where is it written?
It's given in Acharya's commentaries. It's not here.
Which Acharya's
commentaries? Yeah, that's there in the Jiva Goswami writes that.
Jiva Goswami.
Yeah. And there.
I've never heard of that. This is the first time.
And there are commentaries on this. There are things.
Because in purports, it's only written that all the chief of gopis and everybody came and they
all. Yeah, it's not there. But it's not there, that's hidden. thing.
So she came at that time.
She was there. Every whole Raj was there. No?
Oh, Raj was.
But she was baby.
Oh, she. Yeah, okay.
She's not an adult. Krishna is like she's. Radharani is 1 year younger than Krishna, no?
Mm-hmm.
So they were all standing. Then all ropes finished. So that yeah, okay, take this. So that's what is happening. That is why we sing. This is for pleasure of Radha. This pastime. Okay.
Hare
That's Krishna. It. Hare Krishna, Damodar Ashtakam ki jai.